Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, this Daisy, this is Olga Mishu, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she is a leader of an organization that her father started that she's now running, and it's directly counteracting the DBS movement. We talked about that. That is the divestment, boycott, and sanctions against Israel. You'd be really surprised. There's people who claim to be the church, the denominations that are supporting it. They're saying because of the Palestinian people there and the things that are going on, and understand over and over and over again that Israel's made attempt after attempt after attempt to be able to work out a solution with the Palestinian people, but they will not do it. And we have it for you. As a matter of fact, there is a on the VFN Torch. We'll make sure it's available to you, even at this particular article.
Now, one of the very simple things that the Palestinians would have to do is just to agree that Israel is a nation.
That's it.
It's a simple thing.
And they won't do it. And the reason why they won't do it is because there's something more behind it. It's called evil.
Yeah.
Evil's behind it. And Israel is the apple of God's eye. As a matter of fact, you got to hear her. You need to hear Olga talk about it. She's being interviewed by Pat Robinson about this DAISY organization. It's so exciting because DAISY stands for Defend, Embrace, Invest, Support Israel.
Mm.
So DAISY is dealing with DBS movement. As a matter of fact, let's go there now.
From 1948 to 1994, South Africa endured a rigid political system of racial segregation and discrimination against its black citizens. This system was called apartheid. Today, anti-Israel speakers are misusing the word apartheid to spread a lie that delegitimizes the state of Israel.
Brick by brick, wall by wall, Israeli apartheid has to fall.
Olga Meshua is a South African attorney and activist who says this characterization of Israel is false and makes a mockery of the struggle her parents and grandparents endured under apartheid.
When I hear that Israel is an apartheid state, when people make that accusation, depending on the mood that I'm in on the day, I either pack out laughing or I get really, really angry, because it's an absolute lie.
To counter that lie, Meshu travels the world speaking out in support of Israel. She's the CEO of DAISY, an acronym that stands for Defend, Embrace, Invest, Support Israel.
Well, Olga Mishu is here right now. And Olga, I'm so glad to welcome you. How did you get into this crusade for Israel? You're a South African.
DAISY was actually started by my father, and he came home having been exposed to what the BDS was doing on university campuses in America.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that if there's going to be a response, then it has to come from black South Africans in particular who suffered during apartheid. We've got a responsibility to be ambassadors for truth. And he said, okay, girl, the Mishwas have got to do something about it. Come on.
Good for you. So you have become a crusader. They're saying that Israel is an apartheid state. You lived under apartheid. I was there myself, witnessed apartheid, what it was. What's the difference? Israel is not an apartheid state, is it?
Absolutely not, sir. The laws of apartheid were absolutely horrible. By law, we were segregated. Black and white people couldn't be together. Our educational systems were not the same. We were deliberately educated so that we could be dumb and not arise above certain standards.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't be, for example, in the legislature. We couldn't vote. We pretty much were treated like second-class citizens. But you go to Israel, mm-hmm. you have Arabs and Jews in the Knesset. You have people being able to go to the same hospitals, irrespective of either the color of their skin or their ethnicity. So it's an absolute lie. And in fact, when people compare Israel, the most democratic state in the Middle East, to what we suffered, what my parents in particular suffered and the generations before me, it actually trivializes what they went through.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a responsibility to let the world know that a people that just want to see the destruction of Israel can't take our history and repackage it just because they want to see another nation's demise.
So they have hijacked your history and moved it to Israel. Well, how pervasive is this divestiture movement here in the United States? It's taken hold on many campuses.
It has, unfortunately. And I think the reason for it, including in my country, is because even though it's been 22 years after democracy, apartheid is still raw. So when you say apartheid, and when you say that there's a nation in the world that's experiencing that, people don't want to see the same suffering that South Africa had. And so they latch onto this particular movement, not understanding, out of ignorance, that it's an absolute lie and that it's baseless. And so those of us that know the truth have a responsibility to educate and say, guys, actually, it's not the case, and you're actually being misled.
Are you winning in your arguments?
I believe so, absolutely. Mm-hmm. What we found is as we start to engage with people and present them with the facts to say, this is what apartheid was, this is what Israel is doing. She's not perfect, but show me any nation in the world that is. This is how Israel has got an integrated society and some of the contributions that she makes, not only to her own people, but across the world. People have started to ask questions, and I really do believe that as soon as people are prepared to ask questions and find out the truth for themselves, that we pretty much have started to win the battle.
Do you receive a hearing on the college campuses? Are you shouted down? People try to boycott your meetings, or are you open? Are they open to listen to what you have to say?
So DAISY is still quite new. We're about 2 years old, and our experiences so far on campuses is, depending on which campus you are, we do get shouted down at because people don't want to hear the truth, and because their argument is baseless. One can very quickly dispose of lies with truth, and when they realize that they've got nothing to come against you with, then they start to attack you personally. So depending on where we are, people listen, but otherwise, I'm not one to back down easily, so I'm always up for a good fight.
You've been to Israel. How many times have you been there?
I've been three times.
Three times. Mm-hmm. Well, it is a free society, but I'm sure that they have to have a law and order. They can't just allow gangs to run wild.
But absolutely, Dr. Robinson. I mean, show me any nation in this world, including in my own country. We have got problems with crime in some of our areas, and there's actually places where they want to see your identity and know who you are. But when we see, for example, the requirement for people having to show their papers when they move, for example, from the West Bank into Israel, I had to show my papers when I came into America because I'm not American, and they wanted to see the fact that I had permission to be here. The same thing's happening in Israel. So why is she then being labeled as some nation that stands apart and just treats people unjustly when she's not? The double standards that are being applied to her are unfair. Well,
I'm sure the Israelis appreciate somebody as articulate and charming as you are. You have a law degree. You are an attorney?
I am, yes, sir.
Yeah.
I studied law in South Africa, and I practiced for 7.5 years. I don't practice full-time anymore. I do some part-time law. But yes, I am an attorney by profession.
Well, I'm so glad to see you, and thank you for the work you're doing. I know the Israelis are grateful for you.
It's a blessing to be able to do that.
Sure.
and to be able to be on the side of God's people. We've got to stand up for truth.
I totally agree.
When we get back from this break, this is so awesome.
Yes.
And thank God for DAISY. Pray for Olga and all the DAISY organization.
Absolutely.
There. And support them in whatever way you can. It's beautiful. The truth is coming out. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.